intellectual challenges and problem solving, but they may not like work that requires physical effort. Others may prefer less challenging work. For example, I met one Tibetan, a former monk, who likes to do very unchallenging work, the kind of routine physical labor, repetitive tasks that don't require a lot of thought. So during that work, he likes to think about Dharma. That work frees his mind to think about other things. Now, in saying that this monk prefers non-challenging work, I think it's important to keep in mind that challenges come from all sorts of areas of our life. For example, for a spiritual practitioner, or one who seeks to cultivate universal compassion, responding to one's enemies with empathy and compassion can be seen as a challenge. Acting with kindness and even showing affection towards one's enemies, now that's a great challenge. But if one can do that and eventually even see some positive result, then there will be a tremendous sense of satisfaction and happiness. So, for those who seek to practice compassion, responding to the sufferings of the poor, the weak, the unprotected, and the helpless, these are challenges. Challenge doesn't necessarily mean something that is obstructive or negative, nor is a task a challenge to a person if he or she doesn't care anything about the matter. For example, the suffering of the poor may not be a challenge for someone who simply does not care. However, for a practitioner of compassion, it certainly is. So I think there will always be individual differences in what someone may or may not consider to be a challenge, as well as the level of challenge that they prefer. So, when you speak of work, I think it is important to keep in mind that there will always be so many different kinds of people. I don't think you can categorically say that challenging work is better or unchallenging work is better. I don't know. It just depends on the person.
He paused and began to chuckle.
Personally, I think no challenge is better.